Okay, the two guys that we have that are questionable would be Stephen Bowen with the bicep tendon and Tyler Plumas with the concussion. Tyler was limited today. We'll see how he is tomorrow. We need to get a chance to practice. And so did Stephen Bowen.
What status are you going to assign to Griffin?
Probable.
And what about London?
Probable.
Lorenzo as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was London out there today? It's him when we were out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same with Lorenzo? Lorenzo was out there going through?
No, he wasn't out there today. He had a funeral to go to attend to.
Just with Robert, has he been cleared? Or are you feeling that he will be cleared?
Well, unless there's a setback, and he went through a full practice today. He looked good, and so that's why we list as a probable.
Like, there was a several-week stretch where we kept asking about the penalties, and you kept saying they'll go away or, you know, we'll stop committing them. The last 4 weeks, I think you guys have only committed 23 and haven't lost. 4 weeks before that, I think 40, and you were 1-3. What clicked or changed, or how did you eventually just push through that?
I wish I could tell you. I don't know. But you want to eliminate penalties as much as you can. We still had a couple early, and it kept a couple drives going. Well, we worked on it, and hopefully we can continue to do it.
With Tyler, is it a matter of him not having a setback? Is that pretty much between him and being able to go?
Yes. You know, you got to get cleared every day, and you know, they look at it very carefully, and you know, that's why we have him as a question.
So he was good enough to go today?
Yes. Okay. But limited, you know.
Like, would Robert be cleared by the doctors today, tomorrow, is that before Sunday? What is the expectation for the time on that?
When I say probable, there's very, very good chance he's going to play. And doesn't look like there's any setbacks with him. But if something crazy happened, obviously, we would know before the game. But talking to him after practice, he's fine.
So you're expecting the official word then by Sunday morning? Anything
like probably find out later on today. But if I put him as probable, it's 98%, so it's pretty good. I know I'm not a doctor, but I just took all the reps today.
Yesterday, Lorenzo was telling us, you know, if you look back every year, there's a team that gets white hot and then everyone starts talking about them and they lose a game or two and don't get in. I'm just curious, do you kind of show those teams going back through the years to your guys this week at all? Is there any kind of motivation you'll have outside of just telling them we still need this game?
No, what you do is just get ready for Philly. We've had an excellent week of preparation. Our players know how important this game is, and you know, you got to focus on the job at hand. Really don't care about history. Just care about our football team and what we do this weekend.
It's Philly's last home game because of the season they've had with Andy there. It's going to be his last game. Do you expect any type of special atmosphere because of that situation? Or do you think that it's any type of wild card as far as the Eagles?
You know, I really don't know what's going to happen. I just think the world of Andy and how he's handled himself, how hard he's worked, what he's done for our game. You know, he's just a class act. And went through a difficult year this year with his family. I can't think of anybody that's handled that better than he has. And, you know, he's just a pro's pro, and I got a lot of respect for him. Okay? Thanks.